You've been listening to the Breath of Life radio broadcast, a ministry of Maranatha Seventh-day Adventist Church, located at 4615 South MacArthur Drive. That's the corner of MacArthur Drive and Willow Glen Street in Alexandria. You are cordially invited to worship with us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for Sabbath school and 10 a.m. for divine worship. Prayer meetings are held each Tuesday at 7 p.m. Maranatha continues to offer to our listeners free of charge Bible study lessons in a colorful and easy to understand format. A beautiful certificate is issued upon completion. The Extreme Praise Ministries is also sponsored by Maranatha. It is a community-based youth ministry of approximately 75 area youth. Its ministries include skits, puppetry, mimes, drama interpretation, praise dancing, and more. To request Extreme Praise Ministries for bookings at your church, family reunion, street ministry, or other events, or to request free Bible study lessons, please phone us at 448-4059 or toll free at 800-779-1787. Send comments or questions to P.O. Box 5502, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Thank you for listening to the Breath of Life broadcast. See you at Maranatha next Sabbath.
This is radio station KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Praise God. I want to share a few words with you tonight about receiving from God. We've been talking about living in the Spirit, but the truth is that you can't walk in the Spirit unless you receive some things from God. You can't live in the Spirit unless you're able to receive some things from heaven. Amen. You can't walk in the Spirit, live in the Spirit, if you don't receive your inheritance that Jesus paid the price for you to have. Amen? And so we thank God. We're going to start in Hebrews chapter 4 tonight. So let's go to Hebrews chapter 4. We're going to look at a scripture that talks about receiving. Hallelujah. Are you ready to receive? You need to be thinking about what it is you need to receive tonight. What do you need? What are you lacking? What do you desire from God? I'm going to tell you can get it. Amen. Because our Father is a good God, and he has made provision for us. Look at verse 14 in chapter 4 of Hebrews. It says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore, because of these things, come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. The word obtain is the same word for receive. And the word receive means to take with the hand or to take to oneself. So there's a lot of things that God wants you to take to yourself or to take with the hand that he's provided for you. Amen. And one of the reasons why we can go boldly to the throne of grace, because we're able to see that we have a great high priest that's passed into the heavens. And the great high priest is Jesus Christ, and he represents us in things pertaining to God. Praise God. I see that I have a great high priest who represents me before the throne of God, who loves me, who gave his life for me, who has made everything available, has made redemption available for us. And so I can go boldly to the throne of grace to get mercy for any need that I have in my life, and to find grace for any need that I have in my life, for any situation in my life, for any circumstance. I can receive mercy and the grace of God to meet any need that I have. Because when Jesus went to the cross, he didn't leave anything undone. There's not a human need that you can have that Jesus didn't pay the price for you to have it, to have that need met. Amen. So you can't ever take a need to the Lord and the Lord say, well, you haven't been redeemed from that yet. Or I didn't pay the price for you to have that blessing. I'm going to tell you, he paid the full price one time for all. So any need that you have in your life, no matter what it is, Jesus has already paid the price for it. And he is the great high priest who is there to enforce. He's the mediator of that covenant. That means that he's the one that stands to make sure that the covenant that he provided for is in full effect and that it is in full force, and that we're receiving everything that he made available for us to receive. He's the guarantee of that covenant. In other words, when I make my petition to the Lord, Jesus stands at a guarantee that I receive what he's already provided. He's the mediator of that covenant. Praise God. So I can get anything I need tonight. Hallelujah. I can go boldly to the throne of grace and get anything I need. In fact, if you leave the throne of grace without packing, then you didn't go right. If you go to the throne of grace and you don't receive something, then you just disobeyed that scripture. Because he said, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. Why? That we may obtain, that we might receive. So if you go to the throne of grace and you don't receive something, then you didn't go right. You didn't meet the expectation of what God was expecting. He wants you to come so that he can unload some things on you. Hallelujah. And if you go to the throne of grace and you bring your problems or whatever situation you got and you leave there without something, without the help you need, then you didn't go right. You went in unbelief. You ain't ever supposed to go to the throne of grace and walk out empty-handed. To receive means to take with the hands. That means when I come out of the throne of grace, I'm holding some things. Now, I'm holding them by faith, but I have a great high priest who is the guarantee of that covenant, and he's the guarantee of the word of God. In fact, he is the word of God. Amen. That word is going to come to pass. You see, God is the greatest giver that we know. God has given us everything that we need. 1 Timothy 6:6-7 says that God gives us richly all things to enjoy. God gives us richly all things to enjoy. God gives us all things richly, abundantly, more than enough for our enjoyment. God wants us to enjoy life. Romans 8:32, one of my favorite scriptures. I call it God's can't say no scripture. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely, everybody say freely.
Freely,
freely give us all things. Why is it free? Because Jesus paid the price for it.
Amen.
He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not? How can God not freely give you all things? In other words, he's saying, how can God tell you no? How can he say no? If he gave Jesus, if he didn't spare Jesus, if he didn't hold back on Jesus, the Bible says God so loved that he gave his only begotten son. So if he didn't spare Jesus, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? In other words, how can God tell you no when he already gave Jesus? When it comes to your redemptive rights and blessings, the answer is always yes. Glory to God. The answer is yes and amen. All the promises of God are yes and amen. James 1:5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, who gives to all men liberally, who gives to all men liberally, who gives to all men generously. You see, God is very generous in his giving. He's a lavish giver. He's not a stingy, tight giver. He's not one of these, you know, barely get your need met type gods. He told the children of Israel, I'm going to take you to a land flowing with milk and honey. It wasn't a land of barely get by. It wasn't a land of barely enough. It was a land overflowing with abundance. Look at the history record of how God has blessed his people. It's never been a barely get by God. God is a God of abundance. God has always been a God of abundance, and he always will be. Amen? If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally. They had that revelation. James had that revelation that the God I serve is very liberal. In other words, he's very generous in how he gives. So if you ask God for something, he's not going to give you a little dab to do you. When God gives you, I mean, he gives it in grand style. Because there's always plenty where that come from. You see, God is not on some rationing system. He's not rationing out blessing and wondering whether or not I'm going to have enough to meet all the need. No, I'm going to tell you, there's a never-ending supply. You got to make God your only source, and you got to learn how to receive from him. Amen. Amen. When that woman whose sons were going to be sold as slaves because she couldn't pay a debt, the prophet told her, go and borrow some vessels, not a few. So the prophet told her, look, go get you some vessels, some pots, pans, whatever, containers, glasses, whatever, and don't just get a little bit. Get a whole bunch of them. And she had just a little bit of oil. Just a little bit of oil. But there was something supernatural that took place. When she obeyed the man of God, when she obeyed that word that God gave to the prophet, when she began to pour out into one of those vessels, these could have been big vessels, little vessels, all kinds of sizes. When she started pouring, the oil just kept on flowing. The oil just kept on flowing. She went from one vessel to the next, filling up vessels, filling them up, filling them up, filling up. And then she said, bring me another one. They said, we ain't got no more. And the Bible says, and the oil stopped. That lady could have been still filling up vessels. The only limitation was what she was able to contain. Her only limit, when she stepped into that supernatural realm by her obedience to God, when she stepped out of the natural into the supernatural, the only limitation that she had then was her physical capacity. Because there was a never-ending supply on God's side. And I'm going to tell you, but it was a big blessing, because then the prophet said, now, take what you have, go sell it, pay all your debts off, and then live on the rest of it. I'm going to tell you, that's a God of abundance. You see, when you step out of the natural into the supernatural, how do you make that step? You make that step by your obedient action. Glory to God. God gives to all men liberally. And he upbraided not. What does that mean, he upbraided not? That means he ain't going to fuss at you. Means he ain't going to scold you. Means he ain't going to chastise you and slap you around before he give it to you. You know, when we were growing up, when we needed something from daddy, we had to check the mood he was in. With mama too. You had, you know, children learn that. Now ain't a good time to ask mama and daddy for nothing. You could tell by their body language, facial expressions, don't act. But if they happy and they got a lot of joy, that's the time you ask for things. Well, you see, God never has a bad day. So every day is a good day to ask him. You don't have to check the weather out on God to see if God in a given mood, because that's just his nature. God is a giver every single day. Amen. God's a giver all the time. He's a liberal giver every day. He doesn't have days that he don't feel like giving. He's liberal every day. That's why Jesus said, when you pray, give us this day our daily bread. So that means God got bread for you every day. Do you know he fed the children of Israel for 40 years with bread from heaven, and they never had any shortage? God know how to provide for his children. His children just need to learn how to receive from him. You see, when you start receiving, receiving puts you in a supernatural mode. When you start receiving from God, you start carrying heaven around. You can walk in the Spirit just by receiving what he has for you and appreciating it and worshiping him for it and giving him thanks for it. Amen. 1 Corinthians 2:12 says that we have received not the spirit of this world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. There are things that are freely given to us, and a lot of believers don't have a clue of what's been freely given. So they walk around not having enough, you know, complaining, murmuring, I mean, full of doubt, full of fear, full of care, full of worry, full of anxiety, when the Holy Spirit, one of his missions in our life, is to reveal to us the things that God has freely given to us. If you hang out with the Holy Ghost, and if you hang out in the Word of God, you're going to start finding some stuff that belong to you that's got your name on it. Hallelujah. And then you just start receiving. Glory to God. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. God give grace to the humble. So you got to stay humble. Amen. He give grace to the humble. But the scripture I'll tell you about, 2 Corinthians 9, says that he gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So God don't have a problem giving you seed, and he don't have a problem giving you bread. Don't make any difference to him. One is not any harder than the other one. He can give you seed to sow, but a lot of people don't ask for seed to sow. All they ask for is bread. Lord, I need. Lord, I need. For me, for me, for me, for me. You need to ask God for some seed. Lord, give me seed to sow. I'm a giver. The word says that you give seed to the sower, I'm qualified. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to sow my seed. I'm going to eat my bread. The bread is what you live on, amen? It's the overflow. It's the abundance. God wants you to be so blessed that you leave an inheritance for your children. That you leave something, a legacy behind you of the blessing of the Lord. No, you ought to leave a legacy. You see all this stuff? All this material stuff don't mount to nothing. You know, we can't take it with us, but this is all a result of the blessing of the Lord in my life. So your kids will know they don't have to sell drugs to try to make it. Amen. They'll know that they don't have to revert to dishonest means and schemes and strategies and tricks and con games and manipulation to try to get the blessing. You say, look, I got all this in. I got it honest. And I got it by believing God. I got it because Jesus made it available to me. And I learned how to receive from him. Just got to learn how to receive. Amen. Now, there's two reasons. Let me just do a little pit stop here. There's two reasons why people fail to receive from God. One of them, and the primary reason why some people fail to receive, is because of their pride. You see, God resists the proud. But he gives grace to the humble. Hallelujah. Your pride will prevent you from asking for help when you need it. Pride means self-reliance, self-preservation, everything just self. So when you're walking in pride, your main goal in life is to take care of number one. And when you got that pride, you're looking out for me, all right, God can't help you. Because humility demands that you acknowledge God as your source. That's what humility means, that you are willing to acknowledge that you have need of God. Pride says, I don't need none of y'all. I'll make it on my own. So pride will keep you out of the blessing of the Lord. And the second thing that will keep you out is unbelief. And I'm going to put a pack here together. Fear, doubt, and unbelief. They all like one because they all run together. Unbelief. The Bible says that the children of Israel could not enter into the promised land, even though God said, I've given you the land. And listen. God said, I have given you this land. Listen to me. Listen. I have given you. The land belongs to you. I gave it to you. It's yours. Go in and possess it. I've given it to you. I've given you this land. I've given you this land. I've given you this land. I've given this to you as an inheritance. The land is yours. I've given you this land. Now, all they had to do was receive it. But guess what? Unbelief stood in the way. Because they looked in that land and said, it's a good land, just like the Lord say. But there's giants over there, and we're going to have to do some fighting. The Lord ain't tell us about them giants. They got walled cities over there. The people over there are men of great stature. And we were in their eyesight as grasshoppers. See, they had a grasshopper mentality. Now, who told them that? You see, that unbelief got in them because they were looking at what they saw and what they felt and what they heard from each other. And 10 of those 12 spies that went in that land came back with what the Bible calls an evil report. Why was it evil? Because it was a report that they couldn't take the land. When God said, I've given it to you, all they had to do was receive. And that's what Joshua and Caleb wanted to do. They say, let us go up at once and possess it. Let's go get what God has given to us. These people in the land, don't care how big they are, they will be bread for us. Let's go get it now. And that unbelieving group wanted to stone them because they had faith, because they had another spirit. See, they wanted to step out into that supernatural realm and watch God perform his word for them. And there was other people who were afraid and murmuring, and they were discouraged. They discouraged the whole camp. A spirit of discontent got on them. And then they wanted to make a captain to go back into bondage. Don't let anybody make you a captain of their discontent. Amen. You know, I don't like the way things going on. I think we'd be better if we did it this way. Will you be our spokesman? Tell them no. No, speak for yourself. You know, they want to point somebody else a captain. Let's find us a captain. Let's get somebody to speak for us. We want to go back. Go back to what? Being a slave? Oh, I'm going to tell you. You see, God wants you to have it. God gives good gifts to his children. But his children have to be on the receiving side. Now, there are several keys that tip you off when you're reading the scripture that let you know you ought to be receiving something. You know how somebody give you a tip about something? And so there's some little keys in the scriptures that tip you off that you ought to be receiving something. Now, any time that you see the word give from God's side, that's a tip that you're supposed to be getting something.
Amen. Hallelujah.
When you see the word give, my peace I give, that's a tip that you're supposed to be getting some peace. So if you're walking around living without peace, it's your own fault. Because Jesus has already given his peace to the church. Amen. So I take note of all those scriptures in the Bible where it says God giving us something. And boy, when I see that, I say, glory to God. That's a tip. The word give is a tip. The word gift is another tip. Wherever you see the word gift, you know, related to God and us, or God having a gift for us, that's a tip for you that you're supposed to receive that. The gift of eternal life. You ain't supposed to live without that. The gift of the Holy Ghost. You're not supposed to live without that. Amen. God gave gifts to men, talking about ministry gifts. You ain't supposed to live without the fivefold ministry in your life. That's just a tip. Now, another tip. Bless us. Or bless you. That's a tip that you're supposed to be walking in some blessing. In other words, like Ephesians 1:3. Ephesians 1:3 says that God have blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. Whenever you see the word inheritance, that's a tip that you're supposed to be getting something.
Amen.
Amen. And so you find out in that scripture what part of that inheritance is he talking about that belonged to us. And sometimes it will blow you away. Sometimes it's more than you can conceive, so you just get what you need right there from the table of redemption. You see, I was reading where the Bible says that Paul prayed for the church that they would be filled with all the fullness of God. Everybody say fullness.
Fullness.
That we would be filled with all the fullness. That's another one of those words. That's a tip. That when he said that you're supposed to be filled with something, then that's a tip you're supposed to be receiving that. To be filled with all the fullness of God. And then I read a scripture that said that it pleased the Father that in Christ should all fullness dwell. So I see that all the fullness is in Jesus, and I got Jesus living in here. So I've been filled with the fullness, the full measure of blessing, everything I need in life. You see, the Bible says that in Christ Jesus are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. They're in Christ.